Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello.
Finally. Finally, I get to the man. How are you?
I am an elusive Shrum too.
You've just
I'm okay.
You're taking this quarantine so seriously that you've like gone Howard Hawks. You've attempted, like so many of us, to reduce your screen time and you failed miserably. But when you came back so strong with more Laura Dern powerful gifts than we could possibly hope for. So thank you.
I mean, somebody has to carry the torch. Someone needs everyone to remember that Laura Dern exists in this time of crisis.
Surely she's got
Reese Witherspoon's Instagram couldn't do it alone.
if you've got the cred, if you've got the cred of having Laura Dern as a friend, you really should just play that card. You'd totally, you know, if you were friends in real life, which one day I'm sure you will be with Laura Dern, that she'd be all over your Instagram. She'd be in every story.
I feel like that would be bad for both of us. I feel like there's too much mystique in Ooh. Both directions, really. So it would maybe just fall away if that ended up being the case. But, you know, I'm not opposed.
I'm not opposed. How the hell are you doing?
I'm fine, I think. I don't know. This whole year is bizarre. Like, how do you even answer that question anymore?
That's exactly why I do this little show. It's just to like sort of check in and go, what the hell is happening again? Like what kind of normal life was and how quickly it completely shifted into something else is, it's kind of shocking. Like those tweets are now very tiresome, but there was a whole stack of very entertaining tweets of like 6 weeks, you know, people like 6 weeks ago was the Oscars and you're like, there is no way the Oscars happened this year. There's just no way.
Like Parasite won Best Picture and that was this year.
It, 2 months ago. Huh? 2 months ago.
The last film I saw in cinemas was the Kristen Stewart vehicle Underwater.
That's not...
And that was this year.
That's not completely bad.
Actually, not technically the last film I saw in a cinema, just the last like general release one.
General release. Okay, that's good. That's good. But yeah, this year.
That could have come out the same day as Geostorm, and I would not be able to tell you that that wasn't the case.
The same day as Geostorm. That is a pull. That is definitely a pull. Yeah, look, it's really weird. Are you still around in Old Sydney Town? Have you gone back to your folks? What's your
plan? No, I'm still here. I'm still working my little office job. It's still happening.
That's good.
And I'm just taking it week by week. It's such a cliche at this point for people to be like, oh, it's not that much of an adjustment for me to just stay home all the time and watch things and read things, but it really isn't that much of an adjustment for me. It was kind of what I was doing with my weekend prior to all of this. However, the fact that mom and dad live out in the country, and my older sister has just finished her 2-week quarantine, having come back from working overseas, because she was in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is maybe not a fantastic place to be, both not a citizen and pregnant and adjacent to the Ebola outbreak as it is still being contained there, while simultaneously a global pandemic is unfolding. So I wanted to go up and see her and see mom and dad and see my dog over Easter, which is this coming weekend, apparently. I got home today and said to my housemates, did you all know that it's a public holiday on Friday? And they were like, nope.
Yeah.
Because what does that even mean anymore? we used to look forward to long weekends, and now we're just living one long weekend that we still have to work during the weekend.
Yeah, it's a long weekend that you're working all the time. It doesn't stop. Yeah. And your commute has been, you know, if you did any kind of commute, you used to maybe be able to read. Sometimes you'd be able to write. Sometimes you'd be able to just anything. Just think about whatever I'm going to scroll through on Instagram today and wonder why I'm on this thing.
Here's the gag, though, is that I am still commuting.
Oh, really?
I am still going to a physical workplace.
So, look, you're in
3 days a week.
In Australian parlance, you're an essential service. So bless you for doing that, number one, and braving the outside world at the moment. Because
well, I still have a job, and that is a blessing in and of itself.
Yes.
And as we know, everyone who has a job is an essential worker.
Yes.
And of all the jobs I've done in my lifetime, I can't say that this is the most essential, but it's allowing me to remain housed, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I think
it's really like small mercies.
It is totally small mercies, but also at the same time, it's like if you can ride this thing out and survive, like you just feel like, and this may be just like the overwhelmingly positive person I am or can be. It's like you just feel like, if people can just get through this, they're thriving on the other side of it, because the world is definitely going to be changed, but, you know, in a lot of ways it's going to change for, you know, new opportunities and new horizons, new things are going to happen. And it's just like people are going to want to spend money and go places and be out, and there are going to need to be a stack of jobs for people to be there. And all those people who are doing it really tough, if you've been able to score something else, do that. But, you know, companies are going to want to reward their people who've basically been locked up in their houses doing, you know, 12 hours a day of work since this thing kicked off, because things are breaking and things don't work as fast and you can't get things done as quickly. It's a crazy time.
I think that's, and here's me riding along on my horse made of pessimism, or perhaps just realism. I feel like maybe we will get that for a short time, and then things will just kind of relax back into the comfortable way of subjugated existence under capitalism that we were all sort of living before. that feels more realistic to me, just because, you know, there's so much in this world invested in other people's suffering, and for once we're in a moment where other people's suffering isn't something that can really be capitalized on. And that is causing a temporary relief from that sort of thing to some extent, but I'm not convinced that the people who do that kind of thing are going to go away that easily. So I'm a little wary still. I feel like there will be a lifting of spirits, of course, once it's all over. And I think that those of us who are creative and who love art and culture will be able to come back together and really relish that moment. What that means beyond that, because I mean, they still haven't given anything to the arts. Like, there's still no relief for the people who make the things that give life meaning.
No,
but if you're a landlord, you'll probably get
a lot of those people. A lot of those people are just working their asses off on every goddamn script and hoping that the glut of potential future production opportunities are there. And some will thrive, but some won't.
I mean, I've been, I'm doing air quotes here, writing scripts for years, and not written a single sentence since this whole thing started. So, I hope they are doing the work, because I should be someone. I'm not. I don't even know how to talk anymore.
Well, this is why I needed to call you, to make sure you knew how to have a conversation. I mean, look, you're definitely able to draw up some of the greatest Laura Dern memes of all time, but, you know, I miss going to the movie, seeing you there, and then always knowing that there's going to be a great pun-related Instagram story coming, that if I don't see before the movie, I'm most certainly going to see it afterwards. That's what I miss.
I do really miss that unity of, like, what all watching the same thing, and me thinking of the most stupid, specific, obscure possible joke I can make from that experience. Say it to you and Garth and whoever else is there, and then never repeat it again, because there's no reason to remember that incredibly stupid joke that only needed to exist for 10 seconds there, and just floats away as we forget that we saw. I mean, I don't even know what has come out this year. Like, what? Where are we?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.